Warning, somebody in my girlfriend's family leaked our sext messages to the National Enquirer. They didn't want them, so I'm a little bit pissed off. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, February the 19th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man thinks he doesn't need the bomb squad.
A Florida woman cuts in line at the Orlando airport.
A Florida woman's political career is licked.
And a Florida man predicts his own death.
Plus, the Florida Man Regional Championships, listener email and B-mail, and much, much more.
All right, so here we are. Let's get back to the how are we gonna keep doing this if we keep on the opening New Year's resolutions? We're gonna have about 50 of these things before it's over. We're gonna have to repeat them every week, or do I start over? Or do I'm probably gonna run out before it's over.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll run out.
This
of
is
things.
Gonna peter out before it gets. All right, but we gave a sneak peek of what I was. So for those of you just now listening, New Year's resolutions. I never am successful with resolutions, so. This time I decided to do one a week. Started off low expectations, and I'm working my way through the year. Each week I do something else I'm giving up. So far I've given up cheese balls successfully. Almond Joys, had a weak moment today, didn't do it. String dental floss, yep, not doing that anymore, just doing the little pick things. Paper straws, the abomination of, what's the word I'm looking for? Condiments, does that constitute a condiment?
No, that's more of a utensil.
Utensil? You think a straw is a utensil?
Well... It's definitely not a condiment because you're not eating it.
I guess so. You could because it's freaking paper. Sporks, which and cursing at roundabouts.
Sporks are definitely utensils.
Agreed. Cursing at roundabouts. We talked about that one. And then last week, I gave up. I finally admitted that that Tom Petty and Prince are not coming back. We have lost them for good. Yep. They are deceased, and I'm going to have to move on. I did have a I broke down the other day, and I did get my Tom Petty biography out, and I had to put it back up because I knew that I got to let it go. Let it go. This week we gave a sneak preview to our Patreon subscribers, and I'm gonna go with that one because we got off on the subject. So I'm gonna use that one for this week. I am officially. This is going to get me pissed off before the whole show gets done.
Well, that just makes for a better show.
I am officially giving up watching that damn show, Curse of Oak Island.
And that's because...
They never fight a damn thing. Ever.
Right.
Ooh, a stick. No shit, it's an island. Maybe there's gold underneath it. No, there ain't. Let's dig over here. We heard somebody... We went and saw somebody in Maine. We went and saw somebody in Canada, and they heard that a pirate ship may have been here, so let's go dig here. Nothing.
Nothing. It's like that show, like I said on the patron episode, Finding Bigfoot should be called Never Fucking Finding Bigfoot.
I know. They don't find anything.
Ooh, what's that noise? There was a branch that cracked. It's a forest.
Yeah, well, luckily you were branches there, otherwise nobody would heard it.
Exactly. But we did get invited on Paradise After Dark. They're almost at their 1-year anniversary.
So really?
We've been invited to go on their squally hunt. Out in the Everglades.
Oh, God. Can I bring the AR-15?
I don't see why not.
That's going to be... Or do I take the AK? No, I'm doing the AR-15.
Why not both?
Well, I'm not giving one to you, and I ain't carrying both.
Well, you got Ken and
you're the Barney Fife of squally hunters, okay?
I'll be your driver. Don't worry.
You get a slingshot.
Oh, I got a pistol BB gun.
That works wonders on Bigfoot.
You can put an eye out with that. It's not Bigfoot. We're not looking for the skunk ape. We're looking for the squallies.
So we going to shoot the squallies when we see them?
No, we're going to shoot. We're just, remember the whole story about the squallies. They've got that crazy old man that guards their compound.
We're going to shoot the crazy old man?
If he shoots us first.
Well, we just admitted that we premeditated murder now.
No, it's self-defense. We're not going to shoot him, but if he shoots at us, we're going to fire back.
Oh, no, I got to think about that.
All right. Well, at the very
where
least.
Where is that in the Glades? Where is that? The Glades are kind of a large.
It's more on the western side, the big cypress side of the Everglades.
Okay. Well, we'll see. When are we invited?
They have not gotten back to me with a date yet, but I told them we're definitely down. So I spoke for you and me on that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kind of like you made the reservations for both of us to Chicago, right?
No, that I didn't do that. So that's why I learned my lesson. And just assumed you're going to go.
I'm out of... God. I'm out of balance tonight. Ugh.
Wallet on the wrong side?
It is. I love these pants, but they only have a wallet. The pocket's on the right side. I wear my wallet on the left side. Or for those in Mississippi and Alabama, your billfold. That's where I'm from. We always call it a billfold.
I always thought a billfold was a type of wallet.
I don't know. There's a trifold and a bifold and a money clip. That's the only categories of said wallet or billfold that I can pull.
But if it's a pocketbook, that's a lady's wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The because they should you should have to most all men should have two pockets in the back to put their shit, put their wallet in.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's cost saving measures.
It is. And I don't like it on the right. I always wear it on my left, and I'm right-handed, so I don't know why. Then I'm out of balance.
Yeah,
so I took it out. I'm having panic attacks all night, thinking I done lost my wallet until this thing.
See, that's why I like the cargo shorts. You just put them up front. You don't have to worry about somebody picking your pocket.
No, but I still feel like every time I sit down, I go, I have panic attacks. Well,
when you got the cargo pants, you feel it on the top side of your leg, so you're all right.
I picture you more as a fanny pack guy.
Hell no.
Oh, I do. With the big fanny pack in the middle with the zipper, you keep everything in there.
God, no. Never.
That's what I picture you as. Not so much the cargo shorts.
No. I'm definitely a cargo shorts guy.
I don't know. I'm going fanny pack.
Well, that's definitely not going to be one of my New Year's resolutions either. So getting back
to wear
the
more
subject.
Fanny packs?
Yeah, hell no. So Phil's giving up stuff for New Year's, and I'm doing more of things for New Year's resolutions. So I've vowed to do more cursing, more playing Candy Crush, more traveling, more drinking Phil's beer, which
is
going
quite well.
Going pretty well tonight. Uploading new episodes earlier for patrons. It was early, but it wasn't earlier than usual.
Well, we were
this
late
week.
This past week.
Yeah, that was totally your fault because you were hungover last Tuesday.
I wasn't hungover. I had to work.
All right, yeah.
Or was I hungover?
You were hungover because you had to. You played music.
Oh, I did. I didn't get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
you're right.
So that one we'll blame on Phil. So, but I caught up and got the episode out on time. Doing more tweeting. That seems to be going pretty well. And then the other thing I'm going to do more of is I'm going to design some more T-shirts and merch for our store for our website.
Okay. If let's hypothetically through the store you claim.
Mm-hmm.
What do we get a discount as the actual proprietors of said store?
Yes.
And owners of art?
Yes, we do.
And how much would that discount be?
We get them at cost.
We get them at cost, okay? How many designs do we have so far? I've seen the one.
Right now, we've got two designs. We've got
really?
We have the Skunk Ape design, and then we have the logo design, which is our full logo that you see in our show art without the postcard background. So it's just the word Florida with all the little designs in each of the letters, and then Men, the podcast.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
If you'd go on our website once in a while, you'd see that.
Probably.
I
expected that, yeah.
Yeah, that is floridamenpodcast.com.
I just noticed we're on episode 40.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
No, I passed 40 a while ago. But I do have a question. So every one of our show notes and things we do, we always refer to this as season one.
Yeah.
So when does season two start?
I would say we can start that after we've been doing it for a year.
So we're going on an annual basis.
Sure.
At the time that we started this, not on a calendar year.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm going.
And that's completely arbitrary. I mean, if you've got a better idea, I'm open to listen to it.
Oh, no. But I do think here for the second, I do want to throw down the gauntlet on something.
Okay.
I think the first show of the new season, we need to have a new song.
Okay.
I think we're going to do a new song.
All right.
New Florida Man song. It gives us, let's see, 40 minus 52 is 12.
It gives us 3 months to.
Gives us 3 months, give or take a week, and to get that done.
Okay.
We're going to write us a new song. I got some, and this time we're going to use Pitch Correct on our song.
And better microphones.
Better microphones. We have all the equipment now to do said production. So we're going to do a little nicer.
All right.
Maybe keep some aspects of the old one, but we're going to write us a new one.
Okay.
Maybe with some curse words in it. We got to figure out how to work the word hoo-ha in it. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. You got to put hoo-ha in it.
We gotta do hoo ha. We gotta mention. We gotta mention clowns.
Heather. Gotta mention Heather. I know you don't like it. I know you just made a frown.
I mm-hmm. can put Heather in there. Do we mention? No, never mind. I'm not.
Yeah, see, there you go.
It'll be a surprise.
Have y'all ever seen it? This is a visual for you. If you've ever seen the commercial of the guy holding the fishing pole, you almost had it. Yep, that was the look that I gave you right there, and you just you were right there, and you backed away. Smart move.
Yep.
Smart move.
Yeah, we'll do it after it's recorded, and she can't say nothing about that.
Oh, she'll say it. She don't talk to you no more. I'm the one who gets the text.
Oh, she texts you personally? She doesn't go through the, through the Facebook
page
anymore?
She gave up on you. She's done with you.
That's sad.
Not really. You dissed her. You disowned her.
Oh.
That's all right, though. That's all right. It's all about the money in it, Joel. Not the loyalty. It's all about the money.
Hey, we're a business here, man. We gotta keep the lights on somehow.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Because I ain't seeing no fucking money happen with these lights.
I'm talking about the internet lights. Lights on your screen that shows our FloridaMenPodcast.com, Libsyn.com. All right, we're going to be on the Rob and Slim Show live on Wednesday, February the 27th. That's a week and a day from when this episode drops.
Now, where are they located?
I think they're in New Jersey.
We don't have to fly to New Jersey. I ain't flying to New Jersey. It's fucking cold.
No, we're Skype in.
Oh, okay. When you say live, I'm thinking live on their set. You know, we didn't talk about this.
No, we don't have budget for travel yet. Their show starts at 5:30 p.m., but we're going to be on about the 7:30 time frame.
Damn, they talk Eastern. For two.
They talk from like 5:30 to 11.
Yeah, we're not going to do
every
that.
Wednesday night. So yeah, no, we're
they must
we're
have a different hosting plan than we do.
They do a lot of like parody songs and other skits and things that
I don't want to be in. I don't want to talk to you for 4 hours.
No, we've only got like a half hour time slot.
Okay.
So, but we're going to be on
I mean,
there.
I like and everything, but I can't, I'm going to run out of shit to talk about each week if we do 5 or 6 hours of pop.
Seriously, that's we'll keep it under an hour. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. That's where we'll post links to how you can listen to that show live if you want to do that. Otherwise, they also post on YouTube and they've got a podcast feed too for all their shows. So
I'm about to look them up.
Yeah, I don't, it's pretty funny. I listened to a couple of their shows this week, just getting trying to gauge what the atmosphere of the show is, and we've got nothing to worry about.
Okay,
they're don't worry about dropping any F-bombs or anything. Completely acceptable.
Okay, got it.
And do you have anything else going on?
Nope, just not this week.
Nothing this week.
It's a quiet week. I am a little R&R this weekend.
Yeah, well, last week I had Thursday off from trivia, so because of Valentine's Day, but I'm back on this week. So Thursday night at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers from 7 to 9 p.m., I will be hosting the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz. And again, that's free to play as a player, and you can win food, drinks. Sometimes we've got, actually a couple weeks ago, we had Tank Brewing Company over there. They gave away swag as bonus prizes, so it was a fun time. Come on out and join me.
How you have you thought about? And we're recording this before Valentine's Day. So are you getting me anything for Valentine's Day?
Am I getting you anything for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Hadn't thought about it.
You should.
I should think about it.
You should think about it. Right. I'm not getting you shit, but I mean you should think about getting me something.
I see how that is.
Yep.
Okay.
Kind of like when you go to Chicago and don't invite me. All right, story number one. Florida man finds pipe bomb, cuts it in half, then calls the police.
That's pretty smart.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Where the hell did this happen?
You know where...
Manatee County.
Yeah, you know where the Sunshine Skyway is?
Tampa?
Yeah, the south end of it.
South end, yeah.
Yeah, so basically like a half a mile from the south end of it.
Okay. Florida man Marcus Campion called deputies after he found a capped PVC pipe in the mangroves behind his home on Horseshoe Loop Road in Manatee County. Campion wouldn't say how he found it, but deputies said when he found it, he cut open the pipe with a chainsaw and noticed a brown powder inside.
What? What? Hold on. So you find a pipe that's got caps on both ends. And you think...
I'm thinking pipe bomb, and I've seen pictures of pipe bomb. I've never built one.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking the tool of choice there would be a hacksaw, PVC.
Yeah.
A chainsaw is a bit...
Overkill
for a PVC pipe.
Well, you know, he said he found it in the mangroves behind his house. Maybe he was doing some trimming. You go with the tools that you have,
Hey, there's a pipe with caps on the end. I'm going to cut it up.
Yep.
They were very, quote, they were very professional and courteous and efficient, Campion said.
That's kind of
their job. The Manatee County Bomb Squad and the FBI came and took control of the situation, and it was a done deal.
You don't expect the cops to come to secure the bomb that you just found and, you know, just be grab-assing around and tossing the thing back and forth between each other, making jokes. You expect them to be professional and, right, and courteous and efficient.
Here's the scary part. Investigators found the device to be a real explosive.
Yep.
They took it to a farm off Bucky Road and detonated it between 12:30 and 1 a.m. Sunday. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Right in the middle of the night.
Kaboom! According to the MCSO, I'm guessing that's Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
You got it.
It is believed this type of explosive device was used many years ago when the channel around Terracea Bay was formed.
So that thing's been sitting there for 20 years or so.
And here we go. Several residents reported waking up to a loud boom. Well, no shit, you detonated it at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What took him so long? You know he wasn't out in the mangroves in the middle of the night. You know it took him a while to get it out there.
It completely shook the whole concrete blockhouse and windows, Zachary Bond said. It knocked some pictures off the wall.
He's fucking lucky that cutting it open with the chainsaw didn't blow that shit up right in his face.
No one was injured in the blast. It is unclear if there are any more devices like it out there, but if you come across one, you're asked to call the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Now, here's the thing. Like we talked with the patrons last week, you learned about magnet fishing.
I did.
That's not going to help in this situation because it's PVC.
I know. I don't know. I still understand why you would take a chainsaw to a PVC pipe with both caps on the end of it.
Just to see what's inside.
Why not just unscrew the damn cap?
Well, it might be a bomb.
That's true. So, yeah, that thing might blow up. I should cut it in half.
Yep.
You ever try to cut? I have not, but I've cut with chainsaws and PVC pipes. I mean, that's a fairly aggressive tool.
Which
means you got to put your foot on it. Pipe bombs are not, they're
going to roll.
They're
about 18 inches, 12
yeah,
18 inches
long. Which means you got to put your foot on it.
Mm-hmm.
To saw through it.
Yeah, which means it's on the ground.
Yeah.
Which means you can't, unless you're like crouching down, you got to use like the tip of the chainsaw. You're not going to get it with the long edge.
Brilliant.
All right.
So then he did it and he pours it open. After he cuts it, then he realizes there's a brown. He cuts it in half, right?
And
there's a
brown powder
in it.
Yep.
Brown powder.
I would have assumed that was like dirt.
That would be dirt. Black powder. I've never seen gunpowder be brown.
No, but who knows what kind of explosive it was? Using it underwater to blow open.
I just don't know why not just take the damn cap off the thing.
He had a chainsaw. He saw
maybe
an opportunity.
Maybe it was a new chainsaw, and he just wanted to. He got carried away.
I don't know if this thing will cut through PVC. Let's see if it opens.
Yeah, of course.
I see.
Fair enough.
I see his point. Story number two: Florida woman wielding knife shoves her way past TSA and yells, "I know my rights."
Oh, really? You have the right not to bring a fucking knife to the airport is what you got.
Florida woman forced her way into the secure area of Orlando International Airport without going through security, then struck an officer who was trying to arrest her before being subdued with a taser.
They tased her ass?
They tased her ass.
Did they pull her pants down and shoot her in the hoo-ha?
I don't know. Let's see. An employee at curbside check-in told police that 38-year-old Angela McNaughton of Orlando drove up to the curb Wednesday around 8:30 p.m. and demanded to be checked in for a flight and to have her truck parked.
Oh, she wanted valet.
She wanted valet at the airport.
At the airport.
They do that.
Yeah. So just so people don't think I'm a pervert, that was a callback from a story we had last week where he tased us.
Oh,
he
right.
Pulled it, right.
I
didn't just make that up. That was actually a callback. I'm not.
Yes.
I didn't get that visual right off the bat. Didn't say, "He had put her pants down and taste her." Who? No, that was a callback.
Yeah. All right. When the employee told her he could not find her reservation, she allegedly told him to, quote, "have the expletive thing towed." I'm thinking she said, "have the fucking thing towed."
Yeah.
And then stormed off into the airport near the Southwest Airlines ticket counter.
So she's having a bad day. It's 8:30 p.m.
Either that or she's just a raging bitch.
Well, yeah, either way, this is a bad day.
Yeah, once inside.
She drove up to the curbside check-in and wanted her car or truck, whatever it is, and have it valeted. Or take, you park it. I don't want it no more. Well, I can't do that, man. Well, then have it fucking towed. That was the first, probably, indication this was not going to go well.
No, yeah. Once inside, officers said McNaughton walked up to the known crew member entrance of the East Security Checkpoint when a Transportation Security Administration worker tried to stop her and ask her for her credentials. Officers said she stated she, quote, knew her rights, unquote, before shoving the TSA officer out of the way. Now, this reminds me of a story that when I worked retail down in Naples back in the 90s, I had a coworker who worked at a Barnes & Noble that was at this hoity-toity little shopping mall. You might know Waterside Shops down in Naples.
I do. I am familiar with that establishment, yes.
Well, there's a Barnes & Noble there, and one of my coworkers also worked at the Barnes & Noble, and he said, you know, they were always busy there, so there's always a line of people waiting to check out, and they've got the single line for all the different cashiers at Barnes & Noble, and he had a line of five or six people waiting in line to pay for their books, and he said this woman comes up and slams her books on the counter right in front of him as he's ringing up another customer. And he's like, ma'am, you can leave those books here and get in line, but the line's over here. And she went off on him because the Waterside Shops are right on the edge of a gated community area called Pelican Bay. And that's where all the multi-million-dollar high-rises are and all the rich and famous people in Naples have their winter homes.
Okay.
And she looks him in the eye and says, you're going to ring me up right now. I know my rights as a Pelican Bay resident.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. If you live in Pelican Bay, you don't have to wait in line. You get a fast pass to the Barnes & Noble.
Yeah. That has not anything to do with Pelican Bay. It's just the closest bookstore to it.
Fantastic.
So that sounds like this kind of lady. Police said surveillance video shows a silver knife either being thrown or falling out of her jacket.
Which is it? Now, if it's throwing is an act of arm movement,
uh-huh,
falling out is no arm and said knife on the ground.
The only thing I could say is maybe it was just ambiguous. You know, you couldn't
tell
from the angle.
I'm thinking bad security cameras.
Bad angle, yeah. With McNaughton in the secure area, the TSA officer radioed that there had been a security breach. Several nearby officers quickly caught up to her as she walked closer to the passenger trains that go to the terminals. McNaughton swore at the officers pursuing her, police said. As one officer tried to grab her, police said McNaughton dropped her purse, her jacket, and other items, and yelled at the officer to pick them up. Oh, that's going to go well.
Oh, yeah. You made me drop my shit. Pick it up.
Pick that shit up. Police said McNaughton then struck that officer several times in the chest, grabbed his radio, and threw it to the ground. Now, you know how I know this is a white lady? Because she didn't get her ass shot. McNaughton refused to lie face down on the ground, which made it impossible for the officer to arrest her, police said. The officer used his taser on McNaughton, who, quote, started to scream and thrash about wildly.
Which is probably what I would do if I got tased as well.
Yeah, that's the
that's the normal reaction.
Exactly. Police said McNaughton eventually complied, but wouldn't communicate or assist the airport firefighters who came to check her for any injuries, police said. According to police, an officer found a military ID and a container with 12 grams of cannabis inside of it.
Oh, she had a little weed on her. So let's take wield a knife, throw a big scene, which is the part of this story that I find unusual, is if you're going to do something illegal, like try to get a knife through the TSA and a container of weed,
mm-hmm,
it's called don't cause a scene.
Don't bring attention to yourself.
Don't bring attention to yourself.
Don't pull up on the curb
and
tell them to
park your fucking truck or tow it. I don't care.
Yeah. Police said a police charged McNaughton with battery on a law enforcement officer, cannabis possession, and other charges.
There's other.
Yeah.
He may not have come up with them yet, but yeah, they're going to come up with
them. They're going to go back to the videotape for that one.
God damn, what a stupid fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Genius.
Just, you know, when you're not getting attention at home, go to the airport and cause a scene.
Yeah, that's great. That makes a lot of sense. Story number three. Florida woman allegedly made a habit of licking men's faces. She has now resigned as city commissioner.
Yeah, and this story was submitted by one of my coworkers, Bruce. Bruce listens to the show. Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
The city commissioner of Madeira Beach had decided to hold a special outdoor meeting during the King of the Beach fishing tournament in November of 2012. Is this an old story?
No, the story's new, but
Oh, this is, we're setting the scene. Yes. Okay. But things quickly got out of hand at the meeting, according to a report from the Florida Commissioner of Ethics. By her own admission, Nancy Oakley, a city commissioner in Madeira Beach, had done some drinking at the fishing competition.
Well, that's what you do when you're watching other people fish. As if fishing isn't fucking boring enough. You got to watch other people fish.
She spotted Shane Crawford, the city manager at the time, and Cheryl McGrady, his executive assistant. The two would later marry, but were in a relationship with other people at the time.
Uh-huh.
Oakley suspected them of having an affair.
Gee, you think? That's not cliche. The city commissioner and his secretary. I'm sorry, the city manager.
Manager. She demanded McGrady, who was supposed to be acting as deputy city clerk and taking the minutes, be removed. Then after the otherwise low-key meeting concluded, Oakley walked up to Crawford again.
That's the city manager?
She allegedly licked his neck and the side of his face, slowly working her way up from his Adam apple and groping him by grabbing his crotch and buttocks.
So she's licking him slowly from his Adam's apple up his neck, up the side of his face. Doesn't sound like he was moving away too quickly.
No, I'm confused. All right, I'm going to keep reading because I'm trying to get my bearings straight. McGrady, who had been standing there the entire time, told Oakley that her behavior was inappropriate. According to the report, Oakley threw a punch at the woman, but she missed.
As you do when you've been day drinking at the fishing tournament.
Right, so fast forward. It wasn't an isolated incident. Crawford told Bay News 9 last month, Oakley had a habit of licking men that either she was attracted to or thought she had authority over.
Is that like when you are the guy at the car dealership and you got the car, you found the car you want and you see the dealer with the other couple walking up to it and you lick the door handle to assert dominance?
No, Joel, that is...
Is it like when...
the fuck are you talking about?
That was an old commercial. Something kids do. This is, you can't have this ice cream.
Well, I could see it on ice cream and not a car door. Damn, you're a weird motherfucker sometimes. He wrote in a 27 complaint to the ethics board that Oakley had made unwanted advances toward other city staff, too, and that they were not interested in enduring that type of treatment ever again. I've been through a lot of shit, and I don't prefer to get licked in public. That's a throat punch. That's a push away throat punch.
Well, for me, there's two things I would consider before the throat punch gets thrown. One, what she looked like.
Well, do we have pictures?
Yeah, there's a picture. This one would be a throat punch.
So your point is moot.
Yeah. However, the other one is, how close is my wife? And is she going to throw the throat punch that, I don't have to?
Never, ever engage in a fight when somebody else do it for you.
Exactly.
Oakley resigned from her position on the Madeira Beach City Commission on Tuesday, a week after the state ethics panel announced Crawford's complaint had been upheld in a unanimous vote.
That's pretty cut and dry case there.
She has repeatedly denied touching the former city manager inappropriately and has insisted she never licked his face or anyone else's. But the Ethics Commission chose to go with the accounts of several bystanders who offered sworn testimony to the contrary and noted three other men testified Oakley had licked their faces in public without their consent. Now,
she's got a pattern. One might even call it a fetish.
Without their consent. Now, how does that conversation go?
Can I lick your face?
Hey, I'm going to lick your face right now. I'm going to need you to play along. No, you're not going to lick my face, bitch. No. No. Not even in the heat of the moment. I want somebody licking me. My face. Sorry.
I was going to say, you can start with the face.
Damn. The quote, the act of licking a person on the face and neck is too unusual to be contrived by multiple witnesses and multiple victims.
That's very true. That's not one you hear very often.
That's right. He recommended she be fined $5,000 and publicly censured by the governor for inappropriate behavior.
That is one expensive lick.
That is.
Damn.
During cross-examination at one hearing, Oakley's lawyer asked McGrady if she had ever told anyone about the alleged assault on her then-boss. Not about that incident, no, McGrady replied. I mean, she licked a lot of people, sir, so everyone kind of talked about it, the fact that she licked people. That's what she did when she got drunk.
So that's her thing. That's her fetish.
That's her thing. She licks people.
Yep. $5,000.
Per licker total.
Well, no, that was what she just got fined for licking this guy.
Damn.
That's excessive.
I don't know.
I mean, on the street, a lick is only going to cost you $5 and a can of Pringles.
Apparently. See, that's a throwback as well. I picked up on that. I actually remember that.
Yeah, that one's hard to forget.
That was a good one. $5 and a box of Pringles. A can of Pringles.
But give me my $5
back. I want my $5 back. That was a horrible blowjob.
Damn.
So we got liquors in the government. Now it's time for our new segment for this year. It's not new anymore. It's sort of, we've been doing it for 7 weeks.
Yep.
Florida Man Regional Championships.
Yeah, this is our attempt to figure out what the best part of Florida is. And as you know from listening, this is a bracket-style playoff where we have had started with 16 teams that were divided into two regions, the rural region and the urban region. And we have one competition each week until we will decide a final winner. There is a link to the brackets in the show notes, and we have spoiler and non-spoiler versions. I would look at the non-spoiler version first if this is your first chance to hear about the Florida Men Regional Championships. If you've been following along for a while, you can look at the spoiler version and see how far we've gotten so far. And this week, our match is from the urban region, number 4, ooh, Orlando.
It's going to be a tough one.
Versus number 5, Tampa Bay.
Da-da-da-dum.
You're back to the Beethoven, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Orlando versus Tampa Bay.
Yeah, there's both kind of touristy areas, although Orlando is more of an entertainment center, and Tampa is more, there's more business in Tampa than the Orlando area. You've got attractions in Orlando. Like,
all right, so let's do a little different. I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay.
Let's start Orlando, big one, Disney World.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks when they think Orlando.
Tampa.
Busch Gardens.
I should go there. I know it's Anheuser-Busch, but I just want to go to a garden that's full of bush.
you know what the really nice...
I do prefer a trim bush, not the...
Not well. They
not
have
80, not 80s style.
They have very nice landscaping at Busch Gardens.
I just choked.
Plus,
we got way off subject, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, although they are no longer owned by Anheuser-Busch, they are their own
entity.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where it started, right? It was Anheuser-Busch, right?
Yes, it was. And they had they used to have, because the brewery used to be right there, right next to Busch Gardens, so you used to be able to take tours of the brewery. Way back in the day.
I have a story about that.
Do you?
Yes, I do. We, when I was in college, back in the day, we had to go, we had to go to a convention in Louisville. And we decided, so coming from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Southern Miss, we decided to go to Louisville via St. Louis.
Okay. So did you do
just
the
to go to the Anheuser-Busch Brewery.
Nice.
And I am proud to say I am... We were kicked out.
We were
kicked out for playing quarters in the tasting room.
But you did make it to the tasting room, right?
Yes. True story.
Yeah, they used to do beer school where they would teach all about.
I mean, you walk in and you look on one side as far as you can see Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
The other side as far as you can see Bud Light.
Yep.
And then there's the tasting room.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody breaks out the quarter. Yeah, y'all got to leave.
Nope. Yeah, but no, Busch Gardens, they still give you free beer.
If
you
go
to, yeah, the hospitality house, I believe.
Are they out too for what, $500 admission?
Yeah, it's pretty high, but they have a 2 beer per day limit per person.
Two beer per day?
2 beers per day free.
Oh.
2 free beers. You can,
that's just getting started.
You can buy your own.
That's just a teaser.
But
are they big beers? Like really big beers?
No, they're like a 8 or 10 ounce cup.
Oh,
so
that's just enough to piss you off.
Yeah. Well, they don't really write your name down. So
you're on the honor system.
Yeah. So if you come back an hour later, you might be able to get 2 more.
One. I've had one beer.
All right. So we started off. So we got let's go. This is going to be a tough one. So I'm going to approach it systematically. So right off the bat, Disney World and has a Busch Gardens.
Yeah, Disney. Yeah.
Second level, what we got? Orlando.
Well, in, as far as attractions go, you've got the SeaWorld, the Universal. Actually, Universal Resort would be just below Disney. You've got Islands of Adventure there and Universal Studios.
All right, in Tampa Bay, you got, what is MOSI?
That's the Museum of Science and Industry.
I like that. Mm-hmm. The Aquarium.
The Aquarium, and but SeaWorld.
Yeah.
That's like an aquarium with roller coasters.
I know. So far, I'm 2 for Orlando and none for Tampa.
Okay. Medieval Times.
I haven't been there.
Oh, that's really cool. You got to go there.
Can you do jousting?
you can't do the jousting, but you watch the jousting match.
I don't want to watch it. I want to do it.
But they bring you dinner, and they bring you like a Cornish game hen, like a whole fucking chicken. No silverware. You got to eat it with your hands like they did back in medieval times.
All right.
They bring you a bowl of soup. No spoon. It's got a handle on the bowl. You just got to slurp it up.
All right.
But they do have Pepsi products to drink.
No ale.
Yeah, you can buy beer. Beer or wine, but yeah, for the kids.
Is it brewed by a monk?
I'm pretty sure not. But then Tampa Bay has Ybor City.
All right. So far, I've got 2 for Orlando and none for Tampa.
You've never been to Ybor City?
No.
No.
Mm. Well, what is, I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's their drinking district.
Oh, well, I've not been there. So I'm unqualified. So if you wish to rebuke me and say that
Ybor City and medieval times, I'm going to go with medieval times.
All right, so 2 to nothing.
Yeah.
But Orlando next has the sports. We've got the Magic.
That's about it for pro sports.
Spring training camp. A lot of celebrities live there.
Yeah. You got now, Shaquille O'Neal.
I got to go with Tampa on the sports, though.
Yeah.
You got the Rays, the Buccaneers, the Lightnings. You got a lot of spring training up there.
Yeah. The Yankees, Orioles, Phillies, Pirates, Blue Jays, they all play in Tampa Bay.
All right. So I'm going to give that one to Tampa. For sports. So we got 2 for Orlando and 1 for Tampa.
All right. Well, not just for sports. You've had Super Bowl 18, Super Bowl 25, Super Bowl 35, Super Bowl 43. All of those were played in Tampa stadiums. And then Super Bowl 55 is also going to be at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa.
I'm still going with Tampa for sports. You haven't. You're making my case.
All right. As far as famous Tampa Bay sports people, you've got Hulk Hogan. John Cena, The Big Show, and lots of other wrestlers, but Randy Macho Man Savage, you live there, rest his soul.
The Macho Man Randy Savage.
Happened to a Slim Jim. Yeah, he passed away in the Tampa Bay area, as did Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig.
I did not know he passed.
Yeah. Kurt Hennig?
No.
Oh. Macho Man?
Yeah, I didn't know he died. He did die in 2011. I did not know that.
Macho Man, is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he crashed his Jeep.
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Was Elizabeth there?
I don't know if she was.
I like the old school wrestling. So I got to go. So far, you're making my case. Tampa Bay so far. With that one. So we got 2 for Orlando, 1 for Tampa.
All right. So
what's the next category here?
Well, we've got musicians.
All right.
So the musical acts that have come out of Orlando, you've got Creed. Matchbox 20, Seven Mary 3.
Okay.
They were kind of a one-hit wonder, but they were good. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Mandy Moore. She's on This Is Us now.
Okay.
She plays the mom, so she's kind of grown up a little since she was a
All right, what about Tampa?
Mel Tillis and Pam Tillis.
Okay.
And Slim Whitman. They were the country. Jim Morrison spent some of his youth in Clearwater.
Okay.
Robin Zander from
Cheap Trick.
Yeah, and Marty Balin from...
Jefferson Starship.
Yeah, Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, Starship. It's
that's kind of a draw.
Yeah,
it's kind of a draw. I'm going to give it a draw. That's just my personal preference on some of the boy bands, but there's no denying the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC made their... They can't have Orlando?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
All right,
so
that's a draw.
Justin Timberlake was on the Mickey Mouse Show with Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears.
I'm going to look that up. Justin. Oh, this is going to be my search history now.
Incognito mode. How many fucking times do I have to tell you?
He was born in Memphis.
Yeah, but they all did. They filmed the Mickey Mouse Club in Orlando because of Disney.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to give that one a draw. So far, we've got 2-1-1.
Yeah.
This one's hard.
But.
We identified it systematically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing you didn't put in is traffic, and I think that's a draw.
It depends. If you know the back roads in Orlando, traffic's not so bad. But
I don't.
But same thing with Tampa too. There's lots of ways to get around in Tampa. I don't think I've ever been stuck in a traffic jam in Tampa. I have in Orlando.
You got the beaches in Tampa. I mean, you got Sarasota.
True. You don't have any water that's not artificial in Orlando.
Yeah, true. Orlando is a fake city. It was
It was
developed out of swamp.
It was it was definitely swampland until
Tampa has the history.
Yep. You have the Ponce de Leon legend.
We spent way too much time debating this.
I didn't even put in here the festival known as Gasparilla.
Gasparilla.
Yeah, the Gasparilla Festival. Got a big celebration commemorating the pirate Gaspar.
Yeah, no idea. Okay, so we spent a lot of time. This has been our hardest one so far.
Yes.
So I am ready to cast my vote, but I'm going to let you go first.
All right. I like Orlando, but I've personally spent a lot more time in Tampa.
Hmm. See, mine is that I'm going to go with the sports a little bit heavier and weight that a little bit more, and I'm going to agree with you with Tampa.
Yeah.
Slight upset here.
True.
Have
you been to a Bucks game?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, I've been to Orlando, and I don't want to go back unless I have to.
Yeah.
And I like Disney. It's fun. It's fun when you take expensive.
It's really expensive. It's fun when you take the kids, but when they grow up.
It's kind of been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly.
The music is better out of Tampa. The sports are better out of Tampa. And Busch Gardens, they got Busch. I'm going with Tampa for the win.
All right. Agreed.
All right.
Tampa is our winner this week.
Whew, that was a tough one. Plus, not to mention, I call it the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Next week, our competition is our final first round matchup, and we saved one of the best for last. We've got Central Florida, which is basically everything outside of the Orlando area, versus Polk County.
Oh, here we go. You know what I got to say about that?
Woo!
Woo!
All right, Ric Flair.
That's what I got to say about that.
Moving on. Story number 4. Florida man says he should hide his knives from his wife. Then she stabbed him to death.
He didn't do a very good job, did he?
No. I try to shy away from the...
Is this death?
This is death, yeah.
We don't usually do death stories.
We don't. I try to shy away from those, but this was just so serendipitous that it kind of had to be.
What does that mean? Put it in the country.
It was meant to be. It was like a coincidence with a twist.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I can follow that.
All right. After stabbing her husband to death, a Florida woman checked a dating app and waited 11 hours before calling 911, police say. On Wednesday, how long does it take before the body starts to smell?
I am no expert in cadavers. Okay. So I'm going to, now I have watched a lot of episodes of CSI, but I cannot confirm nor deny. Now I would need, what's his name, to come check the bugs and see when the maggots started. Grissom would come check the bugs.
This is Florida, so I was going to go with Miami and wait for, what's his name, the redhead.
Man, I don't want you out either.
Yeah!
You know.
All right, anyway. On Wednesday, almost a month after the alleged crime, 45-year-old Danielle Redlick was charged...
Redlick?
Redlick was charged with second-degree murder. This is our second liquor.
Damn.
When Redlick reported the crime to law enforcement, police say she offered an unusual story. They always do, don't they? She said that her husband, 65-year-old Michael Redlick... Wait a minute, she's 45, he's 65.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Way to go, Michael. Fatally stabbed him in a fit of rage as they argued in their winter park home.
No, that's not correct. Fatally stabbed himself. That's a crucial.
Yeah, that takes determination.
I've been very angry before. I shall use the word enraged.
Yeah.
Never enough that I would stab myself.
No, never. At first, Danielle called 911 on January 12th and said that her husband, quote, was stiff and he might have had a heart attack, unquote.
Was he had a heart on?
No, his body was rigid.
Oh, rigor mortis.
Yeah. Oh. He didn't have a stiffy.
That? Yeah. Rigor mortis? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know big words too, bitch.
She made the call around 9:30 a.m., which the Winter Park Police Department says is about 11 hours after she stabbed Michael. 2 hours before making that call... So 7:30 in the morning, okay. She checked a dating application called Meet Mindful. The company describes itself as, quote, the relationship app for mindful people who want to live their happiest, healthiest lives through personal growth, mindfulness practices, healthy living, and conscious communication, unquote.
That is four of the things I would least want to describe
that
happiness. Sounds,
that is a mouthful of bullshit right there.
Where's the dating app that says we want people to get together who like to get drunk and fuck? Where is that one at? Oh, that's Tinder.
That's at the, yeah.
That's Tinder, never mind.
You don't even need to get drunk on that one.
Never mind.
During her 911 call, Danielle recalled defending herself with a knife as she and Michael fought, police said. She said her husband, who she claimed tried to strangle her, took a knife out of her hand and then proceeded to jab himself with it, according to police. Mm-hmm. So wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You're already admitting that you went at him with a knife.
He took the knife away.
But he took it away from him and then stabbed himself with it. Yeah. Why would he take it away from you if he's just going to stab himself with it?
He could have went and got it himself.
This
is a horrible alibi.
She does not watch Forensic Files.
No.
Quote,
or the First 48, or CSI. None of those.
Law and Order.
Law and Order, that's what I was trying to pull.
Law and Order, SVU. We had an altercation, and he stabbed himself, and I ran and hid in the bathroom, unquote. Danielle allegedly told the 911 operator, when I came out, I was trying to help him and saw he was lying in blood, and then I tried to help him, and I couldn't.
So you waited 11 hours before he called anybody?
That's a long shit if you were hiding in the bathroom. She told the 911 operator that, quote, the stabbing triggered, unquote, her husband's heart attack, I guess. I don't know. It's a shoulder wound. The fight started after Michael spit a piece of burger in her face, Danielle told officers. But the Winter Park Police Department said it didn't buy Danielle's story and charged her with second-degree murder on Wednesday. An autopsy found no sign of a heart attack and that someone else stabbed Michael.
He died from a shoulder wound? I guess bled to death?
I guess if you're going down from the shoulder, you can hit the heart.
It's a big fucking knife.
Police say one acquaintance of the couple recalled an ominous comment Michael had made about Danielle in the past. Quote, she is crazy, unquote, he allegedly remarked. Quote, but as long as I hide the steak knives, I should be good, unquote. Very prescient, Michael, but it...
You should have hit him better.
If you think...
If you think the bitch, you gotta hide your knives.
It's time to leave.
Yeah.
Although...
Vacate the premises.
Although...
Run!
20 years younger.
Run, Forrest, run!
20 years, man. That's a...
Damn.
That's a big age gap. He ain't gonna find another 45.
He ain't gonna find shit now. He's dead.
No.
That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please, and we don't know why the fuck you do, but please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. This review was left by Samantha from the Hidden Staircase podcast. She is one of our Patreon subscribers, and her review was titled, A Florida Man Sticks His Junk in an Electric Fence. 5 stars. And then she says, no, this wasn't a headline, but if it was, the only two I'd want to cover it is Joel and Phil. These two are amazingly funny, and I hope they continue to do this forever.
Why'd you get top billing?
Alphabetical.
Why did she come at Joel and Phil instead of Phil and Joel?
Alphabetical.
Maybe it was because you would be the most voted most likely to stick your junk in an electric fence.
No, but I did piss on an electric fence when I was a kid.
You're a dumbass. I rest my case.
That was fun.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally, and they are Sammy from the Hidden Staircase podcast, Koneth, Travis, Roxanne, Heather,
woo-hoo!
Katie, Jessica, and Erica.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, guys. This program, well, mostly ladies. Did you notice that?
Really?
Yeah. Koneth and Travis are our only male patrons so far. Everybody else.
I did do a couple sit-ups last night. All right. That's a lie. But I thought about it.
What does that have to do with?
They've never seen us, right?
No.
Oh, okay. is that why we don't do live
there
video
feeds? There might be a picture or two on the Instagram, but they're wide angle.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man, and Tracy can kiss my ass.
Florida man, Florida man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.